Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk about the benefits of having a routine in your crochet business. So routines not only help you keep track of everything, they make sure that you're not going to take on too much. Routines mean that you know what you need to do each day. They mean that you get the work done that you need to do in the time that you have, and nothing gets forgotten. Nothing falls by the wayside. And you don't take on more than you can chew. Because one of the dangers of being in charge of your own time and your own business is that you can get caught up in all the new things that you could do, in wanting to take on more products, create more products, have more different social media platforms to be on, start making videos, start turning up live for your social media. You want to do all the things. And it's perfectly normal to be excited about what you potentially can do with your crochet business, because the sky's the limit. There are so many different options out there for you, so many different things you can do, so many platforms you can use, so many different tools at your disposal. And one of the dangers is that you decide to do so much that you simply don't have enough time and things start getting forgotten, things that you normally do fall by the wayside, and before you know it, nothing is getting finished, your consistency has gone down the drain, and all these things start negatively impacting your business. And you'll see that in sales dropping, in not getting as much engagement on your social media, things just not quite working. And this is where the benefit of routine comes in. Because your routine should be filled with all the things that you need to do. Like posting on your social media every day. Like sending a newsletter every week. Like adding pins to your Pinterest schedule every month. Like showing up live once a week, whatever it is, and these are just suggestions. Everyone will have a different routine in place. But whatever it is, having that routine makes sure that things get done and that you stay consistent, because consistency is the key to a successful business, absolutely hands down. It makes sure things don't get forgotten, and it makes sure that when you do want to add something new to your business strategy, that you're going to know how much extra time you have to dedicate to that. Because what you're going to need to do is add it into your routine. You are going to know how much time things take you every day. You will know how much time it takes for you to sort out your social media. You will know how much time it takes you to make up orders that you have. You'll know how much time it takes you to write your newsletters. And so you know how much time you've got left. And that helps you to prioritize any new ideas that you want to get started. You know how much time you have to dedicate to them. And the idea is that you get your routine done before you start anything new. That routine is going to be the core of your crochet business, and everything else works around it. Get your routine done, any extras come later. And it's going to keep you consistent, it's going to stop anything get forgotten. Now, routine is important, but getting into a routine is not as easy as it sounds. It can take time for new habits to take hold, and you really do have to be dedicated and have the willpower to make that happen. Without the routine, you've got chaos. Now, you can grow a crochet business without routine, absolutely, but it's going to be slower. You're not going to be as consistent, and things can get out of control, especially when you try to do something new and you want to try out all the new things. Things can start falling by the wayside, and it can easily have a very negative impact. A routine is highly advised because it does have so many benefits, because it keeps you consistent, because you know what you're doing, you know what time you have free. Now, to some, having a routine is a very rigid, very restrictive way of doing things. And, you know, it's up to you what works best in running your business. How do you work best? I would absolutely recommend a routine if it's not too restrictive for you. But if it is, it doesn't have to be one that is absolutely inflexible. It could be a weekly routine. As long as you get a list of things done during the week at some point, then all good. You don't have to do things at a set hour on a set day. How strict you have your routine in place is up to you. There are things that sometimes need flexibility. So for me, recording this podcast is something I need to be flexible on because my house isn't always quiet. You know, I've got dogs, I've got kids, I've got other responsibilities going on. And so I have to take the chances that come up when the house is quiet to get these episodes recorded. So this podcast is flexible. My routine is that as soon as I get a period of time where I have that option of recording an episode, this is the first thing I do. So right now, there's no kids in the house, the dogs are quiet, I am taking the opportunity. Is this the usual time when I record a podcast? Well, I don't actually have a usual time. It's whenever the opportunity arises. That's the routine. As soon as I get a quiet time, this is the first thing I do. In the mornings, when I get up, the first thing I do is check my emails and check my social media. That's my routine for first thing in the morning. I have a routine where I need to get my crochet along pattern out every week for my pattern business, because I've got one of those going out at the minute. I've got a routine where I am now releasing a video every week for a stitch guide. That's my routine for my pattern business. I need to make sure that I get the weekly email for this podcast out every week. That's part of my routine. I don't have set days for things. I tend to do things when I have the mental energy to do them. But I have a list of things that I need to get done. And I'm a big believer in batching. So if I can get something batched and done ahead of time, I've got the time to do that, I will. So today, also on my list to do, is my monthly Pinterest scheduling. So I've got my pins ready. I just need to load them into Tailwind, which I use as my scheduler, and that will go out. That's is part of my monthly to-do list. And I do tend to do most things monthly because if I can batch, I'm batching. Because it makes life so much easier and so much more flexible. My routine is not rigid. I have some things that I do every day. I have some things that I do every week. I have some things that I do every month. But I know what those things are. I know what my routine is. And if I do miss doing that thing in that routine, I do feel bad about it and I do end up feeling the effects because then I'm rushing to catch up and I feel like I'm just chasing my tail. And that's not a very nice place to be. It's a headache and I don't like it. So although my routine is loose, It gives me plenty of flexibility so I can do things as and when I have the time and the mental energy. It's still a routine. I still have things that I need to get done, and I've got that list. Some people thrive better with a daily routine. Some people thrive better with a looser weekly routine. Some like the chaos, have like me and have a monthly routine. It's not the best. I will say that. The monthly routine is not the best because it's too easy to leave things until the end of the month. So I do have a mix. I have daily, I have weekly, I have monthly, but I know what that is, and after all these years, I'm used to it. I'm trying to change it so I get better at things. There's always room for improvement on these. So I'm trying to do more on a weekly basis because it does make things less stressful when it comes to the end of the month. But I am a naturally disorganised person, so routine doesn't come naturally to me. So it's really about getting into habits and setting those routines in place that are going to help me build my business but give me the flexibility that I need for life. And actually, over in the Hooked on Success podcast, which is my members only podcast, I am going to be talking more about the routine I follow and some tips into getting into that routine and what it's going to take to really establish that and get those new good habits working. So if you do want to listen to that, then you can go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success and listen into that episode right now, as well as our entire back catalogue of episodes and our challenges as well. But yeah, routine is, it's a great thing. Although it can feel quite rigid and, you know, if you're getting out of a 9-to-5, which you felt trapped in, then going into something else of your own business where you have a routine can feel like you're going from one restrictive job to another. But, you know, you still have a job. You still have work to do. Even though you are your own boss, you've still got to do the work. And some ways that makes things more difficult because you don't have a guaranteed monthly paycheck when you work for yourself. So you still need discipline. You still need to do the work every day. It's just that how you do it, what you do, and in what way you go about it, is entirely up to you. Only you are now responsible as to what you do during your work time, how you do it, and what you're choosing to spend the time on. And you're going to have to choose things that will also bring money in. So it's a, while having your own business is freeing, you cannot take that too literally because you're still going to make money and bring it in. You've still got bills to pay. So routine is going to help you establish yourself quickly because being consistent is going to help you build your crochet business much faster and get those profits coming in sooner. It's going to help you establish good habits so that you can take things forward and do the things you need to do and get used to, you know, working when you need to, even maybe when you don't want to, but, you know, as much freedom and flexibility as your own business can bring you, you've still got to work to pay those bills. It's not easy. It's not easy, but getting into a routine and working out what works and what doesn't, how much time you have for, you know, trying something new out and changing your business model is going to help you get your business working properly and profitably, more importantly. So I would start by making a list of all the things that you really do need to do every day, every week, every month, and seeing what routine you can put together. It's going to take trial and error to work out what works for you and what doesn't. But it's going to have so many benefits for you and your business and for your profits that it's really worth giving it a shot and trying to get these good habits in place. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.